My god, it's full of stars.
Friday the 13th of March was the grand premiere of Paul's latest film, Final Destination Unknown. And it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for everyone, and those of you who did not go and see it or missed out or something, missed out on a lot, because it was quite an experience. It was a story written by Paul Mack and Tony Maradian, and I was on the crew and helped make it, and we're very, very pleased with how it turned out. It's quite a professional-looking film for the level it was done on, and considering how it looked and how it turned out, when you look at the cost involved of $5,000, well, that says it all. We did a very good job. We're very proud. Yes, we're going to continue doing good work like that, and everybody should make a note of that and not just flake out on the next one, because we need your support as well as the good reviews, and the more comments the better for our show here. So all of you who did see it and are hearing this and didn't leave a comment for this week, I encourage you to call in next week and leave your comment about it, because whether you liked it or didn't like it, your opinion counts to us. My personal opinion, and not just because I was part of it. I know Paul, and I know how long he's been working at this. This is his best work so far. I thought Visitant was going to be his stronghold for a long time, and that was the feature shown with Final Destination Unknown on the 13th. And although weak in some places, The Visitant has been blown away quite effectively by Final Destination Unknown. The original song by Jerry Danielson is noteworthy in itself, and maybe something can be done with that, because it certainly is a lot of work involved, and it's very good, and everybody that I've talked to that heard it liked it tremendously, and everybody I talked to that saw the movie liked the movie tremendously, although there are those few that did not.
My god, it's full of stars.
They had some picky reasons. It wasn't even anything substantial. One guy I talked to, Paul, said that he wanted to see more of it. Less of The Visitant, more of Final Destination. And if you didn't see it, then you missed out. So this is Dave Scoop, signing out. Bye-bye.
That's right, Final Destination Unknown premiered to a very successful crowd on March 13th, 1987, and we had a wonderful screening for you Friday the 13th moviegoers. This is CinemaScoop for the week of March 16th through the 20th of 1987. We've got a lot of comments, a lot of stuff, so let's get in with it with another week of film listed fun. Here we go.
Munchies.
When you're on the set, it seems like that director's never going to break for lunch. But when he does, where do you go from there? Well, the answer is plain and inexpensive. Movie Munchies. Why drive around for miles and miles in search of the perfect slop when Max Snacks Limited can cater to your movie munchie needs? We range in everything from pate a la mode to barbecued gopher tails. Plus, every day, catch our manager's special. This month features a particular favorite among the crew, beer and pretzels and a large cherry milk. Now doesn't that sound banishing? Remember, it only gets worse from there, so why go for that ordinary takeout when we can take the food to you? Always remember, movie munchies. And when in doubt, toss it out.
Movie. Movie. Movie.
this product void were prohibited by botulism.
Final destination unknown. I'm impressed with. Paul has, I mean, if you saw The Visitant and you saw Final Destination Unknown back to back, these movies were made about 6 years apart. Paul has really improved in his filmmaking in the last 6 years between that film and Obliteration, which I got a chance to see bits and pieces of, and Final Destination Unknown. And let me tell you, I'm really impressed. I'm impressed with the thing that impressed me the most was the opening title for Final Destination Unknown. I mean, you know, I would have never seen something like that in a Mac film. I mean, that looks like something you have to get customly done and you got to pay a lot of money for. I don't know. For those of you interested, a little trivia here on the movie. The house scenes were those of Mr. Fun. And you know, I mean, I gotta say that the location scenes of Chatsworth. That's not the point. Final Destination Unknown. Also, the dialogue was, I mean, it was a feature-length film at 29 minutes or 23 minutes. And you know, I mean, I gotta say that it was almost enough there for a feature-length film. Overall, the movie, I rate it on a scale from 1 to 407, a 403. The highest rating that I've ever given was The Wizard of Oz with a 406. Any rate, no, Paul, you're doing a good job. I've been long-winding this comment so long that you're probably going to edit this puppy down. Good boy.
Dry up, Tubbo.
I thought it been, and I loved it. Bye.
You don't know how right you are, Goliath.
Hi, this is Stacy Rosita. I went and saw Paul Mack films. The first one, The Visitant, I believe it was called, was done a long time ago, and it was a lot more rough, shall we say, than the later one, but I enjoyed the theme of both of them. Because I think about stuff like that. You have to see the movie to know what it's about. But they're really interesting. They had some nice twists and turns. The first one, The Visitant, dragged in some spots, especially in the beginning. The second movie I liked. You know, I liked the theme. I mean, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't exactly, like a major movie studio could do for a few million or anything like that. But that's not what you're expecting. I enjoyed it. I thought they were good.
You don't know how right you are, Goliath.
Anyway, everyone else leave your comments and take it easy.
The story you have just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
Okay, we're ready for you to ship.
The hottest young director in Hollywood, Steven Spielberg, is with us to direct the additional exciting scenes.
Okay. Now come on, Merv, you've only got 7 minutes in this edition.
Ooh, Steven, there aren't going to be any sharks in there, huh? Ooh, let me try this.
We'll be right back. Ooh, that's fun. Ooh, this is nice. Whoa.
Steven and I will go inside the ship to meet the film crew making The Making of Merv, the special edition.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, we just got one shot at this, so, you know, we get what we get. We don't get what we want, and what do we got to worry about? It's not our money, it's Merv's, right?
I heard that.
All right, everybody, let's go.
Yes, he's doing it again. He's leaving another comment. And everyone thought I got out of phone. I'm amazed. Hello there. This is Bob Observatory. And I've got to tell you all that I've seen a great movie this week.
No, I'm not talking about, Final Destination. No, I'm talking about Lethal Weapon. It was a great movie, and it was a thriller, and it was suspenseful, and it just had all the makings of a great movie. But of course, Richard Donner, who I've been a great fan of for many, many years, directed it. He directed Superman 1, not the third one, which was a complete flop, and the second one, which is actually better than the first one. He didn't have too much going in that one either. But Lethal Weapon is a great story. It's a great movie. It's suspenseful. It's fun. It's everything that a good movie should be. And now let's talk about another movie. we're going to talk about Final Destination Unknown. I was amazed and astonished that this is by far Paul Mack's best work. And I want you all to know, a long time ago, before Paul ran this line, he was called Paul Mack the Movie Maker. Well, it's quite obvious why they called him the Movie Maker back then, because he was making movies and not running a phone line. But now that he's running a phone line, and he was making movies for quite a long time, he finally recaptured his audience, and I think that no one can say that this movie is bad or terrible. And I jotted down a few things as I was watching the movie. I gave the story a 9.5, the effects a 7, the acting an 8, and the musical score, which was fantastic, a 10. Now, averaging all this out, he got an 8.63 out of a possible 100 or 1,000, actually, which is actually a very good score considering Paul was getting a little rusty, you know, making all these phone line recordings. But he's actually come back, and now I'm hoping that he won't go back into phones too heavily, and that he'll put a lot more effort towards his movies, because if this was an absolutely brilliant piece of brilliance. And I think that, Paul, you've done yourself justice here, and you can now call yourself the movie maker again, instead of the phone line maker, or whatever you've been calling yourself. So, do go see Lethal Weapon, and if you haven't seen Final Destination Unknown, catch it wherever you can, even if you have to catch it in a mousetrap. I don't know why I said that. I'll talk to you all later. This is Bob, and Bob has to get on the bike and ride a few thousand million miles now, so he'll talk to you all when he returns. DBFN, have an observatory day.
Okay, let's try it again, all right? Merv, special edition, scene 5, take 19.
And then everyone's favorite Orson Bean will... Oh, sorry, let's do it again. Sorry.
Okay, all right, let's try it again. Merv, special edition, scene 5, take 20. All right, Merv, let's try and get it this time, okay? It's costing a lot of money.
A couple of rides, Steven, you're such a perfectionist.
Action!
And then everyone's favorite Orson Welles will be my co-pilot all week long.
You see, what people failed to realize, Merv, was that it was a put-on. The world wasn't being attacked by aliens. No, it was a radio play that caused quite a panic.
Orson, maybe we should go to Mercury and see if there's still a theater there. Boo-hoo! Orson, how come you're not using mashed potatoes to build a Close Encounters mountain, huh?
Well, I prefer these stovetop stuffing, even though it does come in these damn tubes.
Ooh.
It's just a lot easier to work with.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
CinemaScoop will return after this short intermission.